Roman Gomorrah and of Gimel Amud Beis. So if you remember, we had a machlokes between Rev Yoshia and Rev Yonason. Everybody agrees that you have to have three Dayanim. The question being, however, where do we learn this from? Rev Yoshia said because the word Elohim is mentioned three times. Rev Yonason said no, the first time was not available for a drasha for reasons we discussed yesterday. And therefore, there's only two available drushas. Does that mean that you have two dayanim? No, because we know that you can't have an even-numbered bezdin. Therefore, if I learn from the Torah, you've got to have two. By definition, that means three, because you've always got to add one in order to have an odd number. So the way we left off with yesterday is the ball now needs to be thrown back into Rav Yashia's court, because if indeed, as Rabbi Yonason has explained, once I know that you've got to have two, then by definition, I know you've got to have three, because you can never have an even-numbered Bezdin. So the question must be asked. So why indeed did Rabbi Yoshia require three droshas in the Psukim? Surely he should just suffice with two, and then he should agree that once I know two, I know three. Does this therefore mean, and this is how the Gemara left off, does Rav Yoshia mean to teach us that no, he doesn't hold of this whole rule, and he actually maintains that no, a Beis Din can be an even number, and you can have two, you could have four, you could have six. Therefore, had the Torah only given us two drushas, indeed, that would not have sufficed. So therefore, he had to have three. Is that what Rav Yoshia is trying to suggest? That was the Gemara's question. So have a look again at the Gemara, where the Gemara says, the first word on the line is legabei. First word on the line is legabei. Welcome to Mishkafayim. Says the Gemara, first word on the line is legabei, v'Rav Yashio, les lei bezdin noite? Question mark. Does Rav Yashio not hold of the bezdin noite rule? What is the Beis Din Noiter rule? That you have to have a Beis Din which has a majority, i.e. you've always got to have an odd number. And if you've always got to have an odd number, then surely I don't need three drushas. One or two, two drushas would have sufficed. Once I know that you need two Dayanim, then by definition, I know that you need three. Unless you're trying to suggest the Rav Yashio doesn't hold of this majority principle in the Beis Din. And that's what the Gemara is asking. Rav Yashio lesle Beis Din noite? Does Rav Yashio not hold that you have to always have a Beis Din which is noite, which is machria, which is a majority ruling, i.e. you must always have an odd number? V'hotanya, but surely we have a braisa. Rabbi Lezer benoi. What does it mean when the Torah always talks about lintois? What does lintois mean? To veer in a particular direction, to be machria. Do you know what that teaches us? Hatoira omro. The Torah is telling us, Asei locha bezdin noite. You've always got to make sure that you have a bezdin which has a majority, a possibility of following a majority. What does the word noite mean? Noite means to veer, to lean in a particular direction. Now, if you have an even number, then I may be caught with a split decision, in which case I can't be noite, it's just 50-50. So we have this drosha in the braisa, which is by Tanoim. And if it's by Tanoim, obviously an Amora can't disagree. And it says quite clearly that we learn from the Psukim, you always have to have a Beis Din Noiter. And if you've always got to have a Beis Din Noiter, then we know you cannot have an even numbered Beis Din. In which case, the question comes back. Why did Rabbi Yashio need three droshes to teach us three Dayanim? Surely two droshes would have sufficed, because once I know that you require two, by definition, you require three, because otherwise it won't be a Beis Din Noiter. Answers the Gemara, one moment. Sovar lo k'Rebbe Yehuda. You're quite right that you've just brought me a drasha from Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, but that opinion is not unanimous. Because we can suggest that Rabbi Yashia in fact holds like Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda hold? Says the Gemara. The Omar Shivim. We learned earlier on, it's the opening Mishnah in the Perek, with regard to the Sanhedrin Hagodol, the largest sized Bezdin. Now, what is the largest sized Bezdin? So one opinion said 71. The other opinion said, and this is Rabbi Yehuda, no, 70. The Tanan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Sanhedrin Gedoila, the large Sanhedrin, Hoysa Shel Shivim Ve'echod. The first opinion says there were 71 Dayanim in it, but Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shivim, period. So what's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? That when it comes to the Sanhedrin Agadol, how many Dayanim are required? 70. Now, 1 second. 70 is an even number. So what happened to the Bezdin Noiter principle? So we seem to learn that Rabbi Yehuda simply does not hold of the Bezdin Noiter principle. So it's not the end of the world if Rabbi Yoshia holds the same. Yes, you quoted the opinion before Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, who says that we learn from the Pasuk, you've always got to have a Bezdin Noiter and always an odd number. Fine, I agree with that. But you can't deny that there's an alternative opinion. If Rabbi Yehuda holds that the great Bezdin had 70 Dayanim in it, and we know that 70 is an even number, so quite clearly there are those who hold that, yes, you can have an even number Bezdin. So if we are to suggest that that's what Rabbi Yashiah holds, then everything is resolved. Rabbi Yashiah also holds that in theory you can have an even numbered Bezdin, and therefore two drushas would not have sufficed. Because had I only had two drushas, I would have said that means two Dayanim. It's going to be an even numbered Bezdin, so be it. That's why Rabbi Yashiah required three drushas. Look at Rashi. Sovar lo. He holds, who's he? Rabbi Yoshia, says Rashi. Rabbi Yoshia ke Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yoshia seems to hold like Rabbi Yehuda, do Omar, Sanhedri Gedoila Shevim. The great Sanhedrin had 70 in it, Dehavaluhu Zugois. In fact, yes, they were pairs, it was an even number. The crow. And what about the Pasuk when it says Lintois, from which we learn that you've got to have an odd number? Don't worry. Mukilo lekamon. Later on, we will establish Ledrosha Achrati for a different Drosha. So yes, we have a very, very big fundamental machloikas tanoim. Yossi HaGlili says that the word lintois teaches us that the Bezdin has to have an odd number. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yossi HaGlili. And that is the opinion as well of Rabbi Yoinasan. And that's why he only required two drushas, because once I know that you've got to have two dayonim, then I know by definition I've got to have a third, because you've got to end up with an odd number. That's one side of the fence. And on the other side of the fence is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Bezdin HaGadol, a Sanhedrin Gedolah, had 70 Dayanim. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda is perfectly happy to have an even numbered Bezdin. With regard to the drasha of Lintois, says Rashi, don't worry, we'll see later on, we use that pasuk for a different logic. So now we can suggest that that is what Rabbi Yoshia holds as well. Rabbi Yoshia holds, like Rabbi Yehuda, that yes, you can have an even numbered Bezdin. And therefore, had I only had two drushas, what would I have said? How many Dayanim? Two.
Two.
But that's an even number. Say it. Maybe it was like completely. You're allowed to have an even number. So that's why he needed a third drasha to teach me. Actually, you need three after all. Yeah.
Does Rabbi Yossi HaGlili hold that on a Besdin on a Sanhedrin Gedola 71 is the number?
Rabbi Yossi HaGlili would have to say 71, and Rabbi Yehuda would say 70, correct. Okay, so at the moment, everything is resolved. Again, we're making a big suggestion over here, or a big assumption, that Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and that an even number Bezdin would, in theory, be satisfactory, as you see in the Bezdin HaGadol, and that's why I need a triple drasha to tell me you have to have three dayanim. Had you only had a double drasha, then I would have said double drasha is two dayanim. Says the Gemara. I'm sorry, it's not resolved after all. How did Rabbi Yehuda know that the Sanhedrin HaGadol, the magic number is 70? So if you remember, we saw this in the Mishnah, he learns it from Psukim. When Moshe Rabbeinu says, Es fali shivim zakenim. So one second. I agree to you that Rabbi Yehuda says, absolutely clearly, it's non-negotiable, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says that the Sanhedrin HaGadol had 70 dayanim. True, fine, non-deniable fact. Does that mean that Rabbi Yehuda is expressing an across-the-board principle that you can always have an even number? Or maybe essentially he agrees you've got to have an odd number. The Sanhedrin HaGadol is a different rule. That's an exception to the rule because I have a specific pasuk that teaches you that way. And if that's the case, I'm sorry to tell you, you're back in trouble. Don't tell me that Rabbi Yoshia holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, Rabbi Yehuda holds you can have an even number Bezdin. Who says? You're making an assumption that that which he said by the great Bezdin is true by the minor Bezdin as well. How do you know? That's the Gemara's kasha, says the Gemara. Amar, maybe the Shomat Leil Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe we have only heard from Rabbi Yehuda that you can have an even numbered Bezdin when only in the case of the Sanhedrin Gedolah. Why? What's so special about the Sanhedrin Gedolah? Deksivi krai, comma. Because there's a pasuk that's written in the Torah specifically to teach me that 70 suffices. Aval, but however. Beshaar beidina. I just added the word aval. Sorry. Beshaar beidina. But with other sized bezdin, mi shomat lei question mark? Have we ever heard Rabbi Yehuda express an opinion on those bezdins? So you're just assuming. Who says your assumption is correct? You're making an assumption that if Rabbi Yehuda says on the Sanhedrin HaGadol 70 is the right number, so apparently that's true for every Bezdin that an even number would always suffice. How do you know? Maybe he's the first one to admit that you've got to have an odd number, and the Sanhedrin HaGadol is a special drasha because it's a pasuk.
Yeah, then what would he do about Nota in the Sanhedrin Gedola?
Because I've got an exception to the Noita rule.
But what would I do about it? What happens if I go even 35-35?
You're right, then you'd be stuck, but I've got a gzeiras hakasuv. So lintois noita is the general rule. And now I've got a special drasha that the Bezdin HaGadol is 70. What am I going to do if it's 35-35? You're right. That's a question in all fronts. That's anyway a question. When we learned the Mishnah for the very first time, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Bezdin HaGadol is 70 dayanim. So you're right. We immediately need to ask the question. And what will be in a scenario when it's 35-35?
So maybe the answer is 35-35 putter.
Could
In
be.
order to be chayiv, you have to have 36-34.
Right. So if that's the case, we're back to square one. How do you know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can always have an even number. Maybe it's only in the case of Sanhedrin Gedolah. Who gave you the right to assume that whatever goes for Sanhedrin Gedolah is true for all Batei Din? Says the Gemara. V'chi teimer lo ishno. And if you're going to tell me, well, probably there's no difference. Probably there's no difference. And if it's true for the Beis Din HaGadol that you can have an even number, then why indeed can I not assume that that's the case for every Beis Din? What are you asking? Oh, maybe the Beis Din HaGadol is different. Well, maybe it's not. Who said? Once Rabbi Yehuda says that I learned from a pasuk that Beis Din HaGadol is 70, so why can't I automatically assume that that now becomes a general rule, which is every Beis Din can be an even number? Says the Gemara, no, I'm sorry, that assumption is not true. V'hotnam, because we have a Mishnah, which actually was the Mishnah in Daf Beis, but like we said at the time, we're not learning the entire Mishnah at the time, but it was mentioned in that Mishnah. Smichas Zakenim. If you have a case where the Zakenim, Rashi says, need to be soymach, need to rest their hands on the head of a korban, in the case where the Zakenim need to bring a korban. V'arifas Egla, we all know the parsha of the Egla Arufa, where the Bezdin also have to make an adjudication, which town is responsible for this dead body, etc., etc. And the Mishnah says, how many dayanim are required for that? B'shloisha. Three. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, b'chamisho. Oh, here comes a new number we haven't yet met. We've had we've had 3, 23, and 71. But here comes another number, 5. Oh, listen to what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. This is Rabbi Yehuda, who is the one who told us about the Sanhedrin Gedolah 70, an even number. And look, what is he telling you over here? An odd number, 5. Vamrino, and the Gemara indeed explains, my time at Rabbi Yehuda. And we explain, where did Rabbi Yehuda invent this number 5 from? Well, it's unfair to call it invent. How did Rabbi Yehuda know that 5 is the magic number? And the Gemara says, because it says, Vesomchu Zikne. Vesomchu is Shnayim. Zikne, quote unquote, is another Shnayim, that's 2 and 2. And guess what Rabbi Yehuda says? Ve'ein bezdin shokul. And Rabbi Yehuda then added that a bezdin cannot be an even number. So even though the Torah only taught me about 4, it must be that moisifim aleihem oid echad. You have to add another one to make sure that it's 5. Why? In order to get to a bezdin noiter. You're on mute, Larry. You're on mute.
So now I have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda about 70.
And now we're in big trouble. So Rabbi Yehuda holds 70 in the case of Beis Din HaGadol. Fine, because he learns that from a pasuk. So that's the exception to the rule. But what is the general rule? You see that Rabbi Yehuda himself is the first one to admit that besides for the Beis Din HaGadol, which has a special rule in and of itself, but all other Batei Din, you cannot have an even number. So in his particular case, once I learn 4, I know it must be 5. I've got to round it up to make it an odd number. In which case, Rabbi Yehuda is fine. Rabbi Yehuda himself holds there's a general rule, but there's also an exception to the rule. What's the general rule according to Rabbi Yehuda? You've got to have a Beis Din Noiter. You cannot have a Beis Din Shokol. And if I learn from Psukim, 4 Dayonim, then I know by definition it's got to be 5. The 70 in the Beis Din HaGadol, that's an exception to the rule. As Larry asks, what are you going to do practically if it ends up with 35, 35? You're quite right, probably have to let him off the hook. But I'll call upon him. In all other Batei Din, you cannot have an even number. In which case, we are back in trouble. Why are we back in trouble? Because again, what did Rabbi Yoshia teach us? This whole sugya started off with Rabbi Yoshia. How do I know you have to have three dayonim? Because Rabbi Yoshia said it says Elohim three times. That opinion is still not resolved. Why do you need three drashas? Surely two would have sufficed, like Rabbi Innocent. So just learn two Elohims, and once I know two, I automatically know three. Why? Because a Beis Din's got to be an odd number. And what are you going to tell me that no, maybe he goes with Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Sanhedrin HaGadol is an even number. That's only a Sanhedrin HaGadol. That's an exception to the rule. But the general rule is you've got to have an odd number. So if ever I end up with an even number, by definition, I know I've got to add one more. So why is Rabbi Yoshia making three drashas to teach me three dayanim? Surely two drashas would have been sufficed. And once I know two, I automatically know three. Says the Gemara, no. The Rabbi Yashia, Adifa mid Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yashia actually goes further than Rabbi Yehuda. What does that mean, further? If we were to ask ourselves the question now at this point, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold about the number of Dayanim on a Beis Din? Does it have to be an odd number or not? So at this stage, we know that the answer is that Rabbi Yehuda holds generally it's got to be an odd number. However, there's an exception in the case of the Beis Din HaGadol where an even number will suffice. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yoshia went even further than that. De'ilu Rabbi Yehuda b'Sanhedrin gedoila. Rabbi Yehuda makes a differentiation and he says, when it comes to a Sanhedrin HaGdoila, you don't need an odd number, but all other Batei Dinim Islei, then you do have to have an odd number. So he makes a differentiation. However, Rabbi Yashia goes even further. And Rabbi Yashia says, whatever was true in the case of the Beis Din HaGadol is also true in the number of every single Beis Din. Rav Yoshia Bashar Bey Dina Nami Leslei. Rav Yoshia never holds of Beis Din Noiter, ever. That's more than Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it more than Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Yehuda generally does hold of Beis Din Noiter. The Sanhedrin HaGadol, that's an exception to the rule. But the general rule is, he holds a Beis Din Noiter. Rav Yeshe went even further than that. Rav Yeshe said, no. Sorry. If you can have 70 Dayanim in the Sanhedrin HaGadol, then you never need the Beis Din Noiter. Which is another way of saying that according to Rabbi Yashia, it is perfectly acceptable to have an even numbered Beis Din. In which case, everything is now fine. When we go back to the beginning of the sugya, Rabbi Yashia requires three psukim to teach us three dayanim. Is that now resolved? Absolutely yes. Because Rabbi Yashia maintains that across the board, it is perfectly acceptable to have an even numbered Beis Din. Not only the Beis Din HaGadol like Rabbi Yehuda holds, but every single Beis Din, I've got no right to automatically assume it's got to be an odd number. No, I don't know the Beis Din later. In which case, everything is wonderful and marvelous. That's why he really needed three psukim to teach us three dayanim. Because had there been only two psukim, what would Rabbi Yashia have said? Two psukim equals how many dayanim? Yeah, but it's an even number. Yeah, I'm fine with an even number. Yeah, but what about Beis Din Noiter? Don't hold of it. What do you mean? But it does say the word lintos. How are you going to learn the word lintos? That's going to be Gemara's question in the next line. But with regard to a bez de noita, he does not require it.
What is the difference between the cases that the Sanhedrin Gedolah would handle and the regular Beis Din would handle?
That we have to see in the Mishnah on that basis. I'll go back. Only the most severe of the severe cases go to the Beis Din HaGadol. You look at the Mishnah at the end of that Beis Amud Aleph. It says there that sometimes you have to judge a Novi Sheker. Sometimes you have to judge an entire Shevet who are serving Avodah Zarah. We're talking about the most severe of severe judgments.
Because I'm trying to think of a differentiation that would say that in those cases you wouldn't need nota, but you could have even.
Okay. So we'll see. Mishnah says, for example, if you have to make a decision, if the Beis Din have to decide whether Klal Yisrael are going to battle or not, for that you need 71. So Bekitsa or 70. So you need the largest Beis Din for the largest decisions. But either way, at this point in the Gemara, we've had the tennis ball going back and forth over the net. At the moment, everything is good. Rav Yoshia holds even further, even more than Rav Yehuda, that an even-numbered Beis Din is perfectly acceptable. Not just in the case of Sanhedrin HaGadol, like Rav Yehuda holds, but every Beis Din. So therefore, if you ask Rav Yashia the original question, why do you need three drushas to teach you three Dayanim? The answer is because had I not had three drushas, had I only had two, I would have said that means a Beis Din of two. Rav Yoimison disagreed and said, if I only have two drushas, then I still know that you've got to have three because you've always got to add an extra one to make sure we're an odd number. Says Rav Yoshua, no, you don't have to add anything at all. Two drushas would have meant two dayanim. I'm perfectly fine with having an even number Beis Din. It's just that the Torah writes, three drushas. Ah, three drushas, that's three dayanim. Says Rashi, have a look at Rashi. Smichas zakenim al roish par ho'edo, on the head of the ox or the cow, brought by the community on occasion, you've got to bring a communal korban. So they've got to do smicha, place their hands on the korban. That needs a bezdin of three. Then bezdin shakel, the stam zakenim bezdin mashma. So Rabbi Yoshia is going further than Rabbi Yehuda, adifam ed Rabbi Yehuda kloimar. Rabbi Yashia chizek es devarov yosem ed Rabbi Yehuda. He strengthens his principle even more than Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was okay on having an even-numbered Beis Din, but only in the case of Sanhedrin HaGadol. Rabbi Yoshia goes even further and says, no, I'm okay with having an even-numbered Beis Din on any Beis Din. Never assume that you just have to add an extra one to get an odd number. I don't hold of the Beis Din Noita Drosha, which therefore begs the obvious question. So how do you learn the word lintois? But the Torah does say lintois, from which we make a drosha lintois. They've got a veer in the case of the majority. If you're happy to have an even numbered Beis Din, then there might not be a jar majority. And this is what the Gemara asks in the next line, says the Gemara. On the fifth last narrow line, Ve'elo, hi, lintois, quote unquote, my Ovid lay. Question mark. How can you tell me that Rav Yashia holds that it's always perfectly satisfactory to have an even number of Beis Din? So how does he learn the word lintois? Didn't the word lintois teach us you've got to have a majority so that the dayanim are able to lean in the direction of the majority, which means you've got to have an odd number? And we learned that all from lintois. What are you telling me now? Rav Yashia requires, is perfectly okay with an even number Beis Din? So how does he learn the word lintois?
So that's why I don't understand. He said, I'm perfectly okay with an even. That's why I need three times, three signs to tell me that you need three. So you don't hold two. If you agree that the Torah is telling you Elokim, Elokim, Elokim means three dayanim, then you don't hold two. Because he's saying,
he doesn't hold that you have to have an odd numbered Beis Din. Rather, I have Whether it's an odd number or an even number, either way is perfectly satisfactory. And for every Bezdin, I've got to be taught exact number of Dayanim. So if the Torah says three, to tell you've got to have three Dayanim, it's not because you can't have an even number. He's perfectly happy to have 70 on a different Bezdin. Every Bezdin's got to be taught to us the exact number, but nothing to do with majority, even, odd. He doesn't hold of all of that. So what does he do with the word lintois? Says the Gemara, Moikim lo b'dinei nefashos. Rev Yashia holds the principle of lintos, which teaches me I've got to have a majority ruling. I did not wipe that off the map. I hold of it, but only in the case of dinei nefashos. When you're talking about putting somebody to death, or at least adjudicating a din, which involves dinei nefashos, that's when the lintos principle applies. But we're not talking about lintos. We're not talking about dinei nefashos. Says the Gemara, Avol b'dinei momonos loy. When it comes to monetary issues, no din of lintos. Odd, even, it's all fine.
So would he say? Would Rav Yoshia then say on a dinei nefashos on a Sanhedrin gedola they have to have 71?
No. Because there we have a special pasuk teaching us that 70 is okay.
So what would he do in a case of nefashos, lintos, and a Sanhedrin gedola?
Yeah, we'd be stuck. That's a good question. Like you said before, maybe then you need 36. But a split decision and a one-man majority is not possible in the case of the Beis Din HaGadol. Look at Rashi. Elohai lintois my Ovid lei. Bishloim le Rabbi Yehuda, kunt Rabbi Yehuda, it's wonderful. Because Rabbi Yehuda, generally at least, did hold you have to have an odd number. Is Mukilo B'Shar Bezdin. So he'll establish that you know what Lintos means, albeit that it doesn't apply to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, but it will apply to all other Bezdins. But if you're telling me that Rabbi Yeshia holds that all other Bezdins also can be an odd, an even number, so what's Lintos for? Is Rashi B'dinei Nefashoi. That you should veer in a positive direction. What does that mean, a positive direction? Meaning to acquit, to discover him innocent. There, a one-man majority is okay, al pi echod. Even if it's the slimmest majority of one, that will be okay. Kede om rinon b'masnisin. But vi have a zugois. If it's going to be zugois, pairs, an even number, then leka hatoya b'pochis mishnayim, like you said before, Larry. If it's an even number, then you can't have a one-man majority. You've got to have a two-man majority. So Rev Yoshia agrees that for dinei nefoshes, in order to find him innocent, you've got to have a majority, and even a majority of one will suffice. But that's only a very, very local halacha, specifically said in the case of dinei nefoshes. We're not discussing dinei nefashos. We're discussing dinei momonos, and therefore, in the case of dinei momonos, he's perfectly happy to have either an odd number or an even number. It makes no problem, no difference whatsoever. So, how do I know how many dayonim you've got to have in every bezdin? On each case, I've got to judge it by its merits. See what the Torah says.
By the way, this goes back to something I said the other day, which is even if you have a bezdin of three, if you don't have two that agree, you don't have a din. So therefore, you don't even need three. And you said, no, it's not a bezdin with three. So if Yoshi would say, you know, it is a bezdin of two.
Correct.
And if they both don't agree, it's potter.
Correct.
If it's a split decision, unless you have two that agree. So for him, it doesn't matter if it's three or two. It's a two is a bezdin two, but because it's the same difference. They both have to agree. You have to have a majority.
Yeah. Okay, we have to hold over here. Bez Hashem will continue tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well, have a great day, everybody.
Potter.